This podcast replay is brought to you by American Dream Lending. For purchase or refinance, call 786-802-1727. Fast approvals and quick closings. American Dream Lending. Turning dreams into a lifestyle. Call 786-802-1727 or visit adreamlending.com.
Big O, serious question, because I'm only 37. When was the last time you felt confident as a Finns fan? Oh, it had to have been the Marino years, my brother. And before Jimmy, because Jimmy destroyed Marino and the offense, but it had to have been the Shula Marino times, dude. Yeah, even though we knew we didn't have a running game and not a great defense and all that, not even a good defense, that was when we had confidence. Because it's Marino, dude. Marino could light anybody up, and you had a chance. You literally had a chance in every game because of Dan Marino. That was the beauty. So that's the last time that I was confident as a Dolphins fan, because I had the coach and I had the quarterback. And I would imagine that if most Dolphin fans that are old enough, of course, I think they would all agree with me, because I don't believe we ever really had confidence in any other era. Not the Jimmy era, not the Wanstead era, not Cam Cameron, not Sperano, not anything. Gase, you name it. None of these guys. Philbin, whatever. None of these guys ever instilled confidence in me as a Dolphin. I was starting to get it a little bit with Flo. I will say that. I was starting to get it and feel a little bit of it with Flo, but it just wasn't there because of the offense. And, you know, this year has kind of been like the nail in the coffin with the whole offensive, you know, mess. Let's see, because I'm trying to understand how we can be bad for so long. Look at the Detroit Lions, my brother. Look at the Chicago Bears. Although the Bears did win it in 85. Dolphins were the only ones to beat them that year. But, yeah, no, it's happened to a couple teams that have been bad for a long, long time. So there you go. Trump was a lot better. People just got butthurt. I don't know about that. No. All I know is he's also an anti-crypto guy. And if you don't know that, then, you know, you just don't follow anything. You just are probably a blind Trumpy. Biden doesn't even know where he is half the time. Yeah, no, you're right about that. And the other half, he's also tripping and falling all over himself. But he's good at giving away money. He's really good at that. There's a part of me that like kind of feels like guilty that I didn't cash in on all that money that they gave out. Like, I'm so old school, I never filed for a penny. It's like, damn, maybe I should have done that too, you know? Let's see. Big O, as detestable as he is, would you hire Dan Mullen as Dolphins OC? He is a big RPO guy and can design an offense for Tua. You know what, Leon? As long as he doesn't have to talk every week and just keep him shut up and keep him in the background running the offense, yeah, that actually wouldn't Leon, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
But then we'd have to do the co-coordinator thing again.
Oh, God.
His coordinators have to talk once a week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, you know what? Flo will make a special thing that they'll say, well, we're going to have Charlie Fry just answer questions, even though he's not really the offensive coordinator. So Charlie will be the designated. Well, you know, the Dolphins had a receiver once that didn't want to talk to the media, and he had another fellow receiver talk for him. So we can bring that back. And that's it, because you really don't want Dan Mullen talking. You just don't want Dan Mullen opening his mouth, bro. Because – yeah, no, the media is going to love Dan Mullen opening his mouth because he says some really stupid things. You know what I'm saying?